Well, Tirana Fest 2024 is back, and Tirana Fest is inviting you to bring along your Tirana and celebrate 30 years of Tirana Fest. And we thought we'd catch up with Pete Morris from the Hunter Valley Tirana Club, who joins us on the line this afternoon to tell us all about the 30th year of Tirana Fest, and he's online. You there, Pete?
G'day, Pete. How are you?
Well, thank you, mate. How are you doing today?
I'm trying to thaw out, mate. Trying to thaw out, but keeping well.
Yeah, it's a little bit like that today, isn't it?
Oh, 100%.
The wind chill factor is enormous today, isn't it?
Oh, like, yeah, I was up at 4:30 this morning and it was cold then, I can tell you.
Indeed, yeah. Now, Tirana Fest, it's been around, this is its 30th year, is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. It started in 1994. There was a challenge put out by a bloke, disc jockey actually, called Maynard. And he sort of started off and put a challenge out to all the Tiranas, to owners in Newcastle, to meet up at the foreshore to see if we could get more Tiranas than VWs, and in which we did, and it's just progressed since then.
And the good old Tirana, eh? It brings back a lot of memories, no doubt, not just for me, but for you as well. We kind of grew up with them, didn't we?
Oh, look, it's 100%. Whenever we take the cars out, it's someone you might see, a grandson or an uncle, an auntie, and everyone's had a Tirana or been driven to school in a Tirana or something like that. It's just an iconic Australian car. I'm sure many of your listeners would have, you know, fascinating stories about travels in Tiranas over the years.
All righty. Now, let's just have a quick look at back of the history. You mentioned Maynard there, so it all started back 30 years ago with Maynard. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. He put out a challenge, actually, to see if they could be more Tiranas or more Volkswagens up at the Horseshoe Beach going back 30 years ago. And the Hunter Valley Tirana Club sort of heard that and took on the challenge way back then. And this has progressed to where we are today, 30 years later, one of the major motoring events in Australia.
So with the actual day itself, how many Tiranas would you say you get there on any given day every year?
Look, this is going to be the biggest year. We have to pre-enter our cars now, and so far we have 520 pre-entered Tiranas.
Wow, that's a lot, isn't it?
And I'd hate to put a dollar value on that on those cars. I'm sure the insurance companies are going to be shaking in their boots over the weekend. But anyway, yeah, 520, that's the most ever.
Now, for our listeners who would like to pre-enter, what's the process? What do they need to do?
They get going on a site called Eventbrite, and you just follow that Eventbrite, type in Tirana Fest, and it's quite easy to follow. Failing that, if you Facebook Tirana Fest, one of our team will and message our guys, one of our team will help you pre-enter.
Okay, now entries do close on the 16th of August, is that right?
That's correct. We were just blown away by, we haven't had a Tirana Fest for a few years with COVID, and we're just blown away by the amount of entrants and people from all over Australia. So it is going to close on that date, on about the 16th, so if you're going to enter, I'd do it sooner rather than later.
Okay, and I've noticed as well that all model of Tiranas are welcome, original, restored or modified as well.
Yeah, look, we cater for any, as long as it's got the word Tirana on there, we cater for it, from the early Tiranas of the HB up to the A9X hatchbacks, the SLR 5000s. If your parents or grandparents or auntie or uncle had a Tirana, I'm sure if you come to the event on the Sunday, I'm sure you'll find something that'll bring back tremendous memories to you.
Righty-o. Now, speaking of that Sunday, can you give us the date of that Sunday you're talking about?
It's happening over the week of the 14th to 15th of September. On the 14th, we're going to have what we estimate around 250 to 270 Tiranas do a cruise from Rutherford back through East Maitland and heading to Luskentyre Airport there with the Tiger Moths. So that'll be a sight to see 250 Tiranas on that Saturday. And on the Sunday, it's at the back of Maitland Park. We have to get 520 cars parked in there. So that generally kicks off to the public about 9 o'clock. Free entry to the public, but what we do ask, some of the charities that we support are Ronald McDonald House, obviously, but Dog Rescue Newcastle. We're one of the only, I think we're the only car show in Australia that supports a dog rescue charity. So we don't ask for a gold coin entry or anything like that. What we'd like you to do is bring a can of dog food or a dog litter or a blanket, and you can give that straight to the charity. You know, and it's really good to see those guys walk away, or they get trailer loads full of dog food and blankets for that as well. So it's something for everyone. We'll have market sites and stalls and merchandise for sale, and It's a really, really good weekend. So that weekend's on the Sunday, the 16th of September.
Okay, 15th, now.
15th.
Yeah, okay, no worries. And for those, just backtracking a little bit there, just in regards to those who may want to pre-enter, what does the entry fee cover?
It's $85 to enter, and with that you get an event shirt, and you get a goodie bag with a few bits and pieces in, but the event shirt's a really high-quality polo-style shirt that... Yeah, that's quite expensive. So they're pretty much sought after, the shirt. So, yeah, if you want to enter, I'd do it sooner rather than later. I think, most of the people in Newcastle that have Taranas would be aware of it. But anyway, there might be someone that doesn't.
Now, there's a couple of ways also if you want to get some more information. I'm led to believe you guys have a Facebook page.
Yeah, that's the main thing, because it's we've got a couple of people that sort of man that Facebook page. So if anyone's got any questions, if they search Tarana Fest, pose your question there, and one of our team will certainly answer as quickly as they can.
And as far as email is concerned too?
No, it's just that Facebook page. The amount of publicity that we get Australia wide, we just get bombarded. And we're sort of only volunteers, so it's quite a big event for us to run.
Okay, so just simply by going to the Facebook page, you'll get more information there. Okay, sounds
that's
good.
That's correct.
All right, so let's just recap. Okay, so Tarana Fest, just give us those dates again.
So the 14th of September is the cruise from Maitland to Lufkintyre, and the 15th of September at Maitland Park, that's when the actual show and shine takes place. And we're going to have if people want to get there around 12 o'clock, Bev Brock used to be a prominent member of our club. She was an honorary member. And with her passing, we're going to have what's called a Rev for Bev at 12 o'clock. So we're going to get everyone back to their cars and just remember Bev Brock about 12 o'clock. So that's on the 15th of September.
Okay, it's a nice thing to do, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, yeah. We've had a lot of people, no longer with us, so we like to pay our respect to not just Bev, but to a whole lot of people.
Beautiful. And you were talking about, raising support for a couple of really good charities there, Ronald McDonald House and a Dog Rescue in Newcastle. I've just noticed with the information I have in front of me here, back in 2019, you raised around $25,000 for these charities, which is just tremendous, isn't it?
Oh, look, over the years, we've raised, $150,000 for Ronald McDonald House. Ross Bingham and the guys up there do a tremendous job with all their volunteers, and we've just stuck really appreciate what they do for the people of the Hunter Valley. And Dog Rescue Newcastle, there's nothing they'll have a few dogs there. So they do a really good job with the dogs because, as you know, we all love our pets.
Indeed. All right, mate, well, it's been good to talk to you. And again, for those who may be interested in pre-entering, it does close on the 16th of August, which is a Friday, and you have to have your entries in by 5 p.m.
Yeah, that's correct. And like I said, if anyone has any questions, our Facebook page is the way to go. That way we can answer it as quick as we possibly can.
Okay, the Tarana Fest Facebook page, check that up for updates and further information. And you'll no doubt keep that Facebook page up to date with all the information that our listeners need to know.
Oh, absolutely. As it gets closer, we'll put the cruise destination on there, because in 2019 we probably had about 2,000 or 3,000 people lining the road, waving their Holden flags, and it was great to see, grandparents with their sons, with their grandsons, with their granddaughters. They actually were camped out in chairs, just taking videos, and their cameras were going off. It's just for that weekend of 14th to 15th, Maitland is going to be taken over by the Tarana community of Australia for sure.
Which will be fantastic. All right, well, best of luck. Hope it goes well, and we hope that it's a very successful 30th year of Tarana Fest.
Cheers. Thanks, Peter. And you try and stay warm.
And you too, Pete. Thanks very much. Pete Morris there from the Hunter Valley Tarana Club. So, yes, there's all the dates that you have to put in your diaries. And if you'd like to pre-enter, what have we got? About 4 weeks you can do that. So you've still got plenty of time to get your pre-entries in by Friday the 16th of August at 5 p.m. And we do appreciate Pete Morris from the Hunter Valley Tarana Club coming on and telling us all about that wonderful event.